Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Changing subjects just a little bit, and whilst you think about that, it's always interesting. It is always interesting when you see parents and children interacting, and you see these kids growing up incredibly, incredibly fast. When parents cast a child into the role of mediator, as friend, as carer, what happens to the kid? And we often see that. We see it sometimes in difficult marriages where a mother might befriend a child, one of the children, or a father might do the same for one of the children, and they become part of that relationship. What does that do to our children, and what impact does that have on them on the long term? Claudine Amunia is an educational psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you doing? Thank you so much for the invitation.
A great, great pleasure. So it's always a difficult one because we know in theory that our children are meant to be children. But at the same time, very often they're our company. Very often they require to take roles that are responsible and maybe a little bit beyond their years. What impact does all of this have on our children?
See, Howard, I want us to look at it this way. We all have developmental milestones, and at each level, mm-hmm. there are tasks that one needs to achieve that enable us to be equipped for the next level of development. For example, when a child is born today, you don't expect to wake up the next day and find that child walking about in the house and feeding themselves. It's not normal. See, parentification has the same effect on a child. It forces a child to take on a role which they are not yet equipped for.
So in fact, they're just not there yet. And now they're being, it's almost like taking a child in grade 6 and saying, right, let's put you in grade 9. You don't have those skills to be in grade 9, but now you're expected to be.
Yes, definitely. You see, the child, this has an impact on a child in the sense that a child is always on constant alert for caring for others' needs. You know, there is little space to know for them and how to express their own needs. And what is sad is that when this child does not express his or her own needs, it is often welcomed by anger and frustration from the parent. And as a result, such children associate these feelings of need with fear, guilt, and shame. Therefore, will often stop expressing their own needs and rather gain value from placing the needs of others above their own, and thus developing a false self-image, if one can say so, which is also later seen in adulthood.
Right. Right. So what does that what happens to those kids as adults?
Well, they become what we can term as a parentified adult, you know. This is where you see an adult who struggles to set healthy boundaries, one who often find themselves in abusive or exploitative relationships with friends or co-workers or romantic partners. And in the workplace, they often struggle to delegate responsibilities, but rather end up taking all those duties upon themselves. Sometimes they're often perfectionist. Such adults place their worth often on how valuable they can be to others while struggling to receive the support in return. And this can result in fatigue, which often leads to frustration and outbursts that are even surprising to themselves. And one can say that such relationships are a familiar space for them, as it is known in their childhood. It becomes a vicious cycle of parentified children who become parentified adults who end up raising parentified children.
Yeah, it's and of course in South Africa we've got exceptional, and we've certainly had exceptional circumstances as well. We've had from the time of the apartheid regime, when men and women often were forced to live separately, so you didn't have joint parental households, where you had often grandparents or grandmothers raising the children, then followed by an AIDS epidemic. We've had many circumstances in South Africa in general that has forced our children to grow up very, very quickly.
Well, definitely, definitely. I mean, it all starts when parents or caregivers delegate parenting roles to children. Things like having to dress up the younger kids in the household, cleaning up the household, preparing lunch and dinner for the entire family, or even caring and supervising younger children to a point where the child acts even as a parent to their own parents. So at times you find that they even take on the anxiety and burdens of the parent. And I can say that this is found a lot in cases, as you say, where there's like spousal abuse, single parent homes, or caregivers who are ill, or where there's a death in the family. So what we see, Howard, is that often in such situations, children tend to understand themselves, or should I say, they tend to understand why more is required of them. So they take on this responsibility of maintaining this peace in the family or protecting parents or even becoming the friends, as you mentioned in the beginning, you know, they're befriending the family and not being a child.
We see that as well, not really in the Jewish community in South Africa, because it's not really a South African thing, but in some in some ultra-Orthodox communities where families, where parents are having 10 or 11 or 12 children, we see that demand as well, that the older kids become responsible for many of the tasks, and in fact even beyond just daily tasks for the younger kids. And I think that has a similar kind of impact, because there's no way that mom and dad or whoever the caregiver is can manage and give everybody whatever they need.
That is so true.
At the same time though, how do it it's good, I would imagine, for our kids to take some responsibility, know that they are need to contribute to the well-being of the family in terms of chores, in terms of the role that they play. How do we balance that?
Well, remember, it is important that a child takes on suitable responsibilities that are within their age and capabilities. So we encourage them to develop those responsibilities by taking on those roles according to their level of development. For example, you might request a child to clean up after themselves when they eat, you know. But we don't delegate parental roles to a child where you find that now you want the child to, for instance, take on the emotional support or treating them as confidants or caring for financial needs of a family. That borders on what one might call child labor.
Absolutely. Well, my daughter's 17 and she complains that we use her for child labor. I said to always tell her that in other countries she could be married and onto her second child. So we don't so I don't think asking her to do the dishes is exactly child labor at this
No.
stage. But I guess that's what the challenge is making sure that your children are allowed to be children, but giving them the responsibilities that are appropriate for their age.
Definitely, definitely. See, Howard, there's this. It's a it is often a blurred lines between what we call normal family systems versus what can be deemed as acceptable parental practices. You understand? Like we are saying now, it's normal for a child to clean up after themselves when they're done playing, for instance. Appropriate. Well, given that it is appropriate for their age, I can't expect a 1-year-old to start cleaning up after themselves. However, parenting practices where a child is expected to, for instance, prepare meals or do laundry or clean up the house and all of the above that we have mentioned. We just need to look, what age? Where are you at, my child? You know, are you at the level where we can say that now this responsibility or this role in the household is suitable for you according to your age? So the children do actually need to be encouraged to take on roles and responsibilities, but however, they need to be in accordance with their level of development.
Absolutely right. It is a 6:58. Claudine Munya, educational psychologist, speaking to us about the roles that our children play and the impact that it has when we give them roles that they are not yet ready for.